shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song. Oh, Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. I open my eyes to see Jesus. We see them upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again. To see Jesus, we see that upon the truth.
Pray prayers for yourself, for your family, for everything that concerns you. Say, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Begin to declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your right hand to the heavens. Say, I take a divine insurance against any form of tragedy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and take that divine insurance. I take a divine insurance against any form of tragedy. In Jesus' name we pray. Any power hunting for my destiny, you are a liar. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for a day like this when we are gathered at your feet to receive from you. We thank you because blessings abound where you reign. Those who are in captivity are set free. Thank you for that which you have portioned for today. And thank you for your zeal and your power. Thank you because you exert your word above your name. For that word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And by that same word, the whole of creation came into being. For it is written, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. The word was God. All things were made by him. Nothing was nothing made that was made. By the word of your power, O Lord. Visit everyone here today. Visit everyone here today in the name of Jesus. As many of us are here this morning, and the enemy is already mocking them. Beginning from today, those enemies shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. And as many of us are here this morning, Lord, and they have been crying to the enemies that, oh Lord, when will my deliverance come? Let there be deliverance for them this morning in the name of Jesus. And as many of us are here who have hidden enemies in the camp of their life, biting them and smiling at them, let there be an exposure. And let the powers of the oppressor be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Cause it to happen, Lord, that in this place this morning, everything the enemy has been sitting upon for years and years and years, let the enemy be unseated. Let them 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 be unseated. In the name of Jesus. That sister over there, the power that does not want to let you go, I cut off that power now in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, any Anyone here who has been boxed a corner, and he or she is at he or she's wit's end, as you are there, gather the arrangement in the heavens to favor your life in the name of Jesus. And as many of us are here, Lord, already by the decree of man, there is no hope. But your word says there is hope for the cut down tree. Oh God, for the sake of this people here this morning, arise by fire. Has been oppressing anyone here, I cut out the strength in from your body in the name of Jesus. Those powers that have rearranged the destiny of that person, and if things had worked normally for you, you are not even supposed to be in Nigeria now. If things had worked normally for you, by now, if you said you wanted to buy aircraft, she would be able to buy it. But then things have not worked normally. The servants have taken over your horse. Right there where you are, we possess your horse. We possess it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Wonderful God, I pray for as many people as are here. And the enemy sat down and tore away your wedding garment. Right there where you are. You possess your possession. You possess your possession. You possess your possession. You possess it. You possess it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for unusual, unexpected, and turnaround breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May there be a manifestation of your power here. A manifestation of your glorious anointing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. I want to speak to you for a few minutes. As you know, today is a prayer meeting day. And the Lord has promised to move in an awesome manner. I know there is someone here today that beginning from now, the powers that have made you cry shall be buried alive. I'm speaking to you for a few minutes on what I call my story has changed. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you turn to 7 verses? 7 verses. It must change. Amen. Now, there are 7 facts that I want you to know about divine operations. 7 facts that I want you to know about divine operations. The first fact, you may believe it, you may not believe it, but it is a hard fact, is that there is no problem too hard for God to solve. That's the first fact. What did I say just now? That's the first fact about divine operations you should know. The second fact you should know about divine operations is that in the dictionary of the Almighty, the word impossibility does not exist, because it says with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The third fact about divine operation I want you to know is this. Sister, hear me well. Brothers, listen clear and clear. When God appears at your battlefront, that's the end of the battle. When God appears at the battlefront, there is no battle again. That's the end of the battle. The battle may rage for a long time, but the day God arises, that is it. And when he arises, whether you believe or you don't believe, once he's there, that's the end of the battle. I see someone here today that God will arise at your battle front, and there will be no battle again. If you are that person, shout it loud, hallelujah. The fourth fact about divine operation that I want you to understand and to know, no matter the strength of your opposition, one word from the master will scatter them. No matter the strength of your opposition, one word from the Lord will scatter them. The fifth fact that I want you to know about divine operations is that there is no situation in any life now that God has not resolved before. There is no new case. No new case before God. Like the Bible said, there is nothing new under the sun. There is no situation in life now that God has not resolved before. Those who regularly attend prayer in will remember the day when that 54-year-old woman was giving testimony about childbirth. After 30-something years. With God, all things are possible. The sixth fact you should know is this. When men have come to their wit's end, that is the beginning of divine operations. When you have cried and then you have reached the full stop mark, is then God opens his own sentence and begins to move. Seventh fact about divine operation is that God is a story changer. God is a story changer. In Mark chapter 5, I read from verse 2. Mark chapter 5, I read from verse 2. Mark chapter 5, from verse 2. Are we there? And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. He ran and worship him. Beloved, this is the story of one man. Is this your story? Crying always night and day? Is this your story? Scavenging the tombs? Is this your story? Bound by visible and invisible chains? Is this your story? That the situation has become so wild that no man can help. No mortal chains can help. No summons can help. No deliverance can help. No father's discipline can help. No family discipline, no family appeal has been able to help. Is this your story? Is this your story? A living dead with your home among the dead? Is this your story? That you are strangely at home with society's dead and decaying cast out? Is this your story? That you are completely seduced by the devil? Is this your story? That you are even taking actions and you are harming yourself. You are harming yourself. You are harming yourself is your pastime. Is this your story? That you are cutting yourself with stones as if you have been drugged into instrumental destruction. Is this your story? That you are going on a path of destruction and you are running fast on that track. Is this your story? You've been forgotten by friends and abandoned by family members like this man here. Is this your story? You are lonely, are depressed, are abandoned. Is this your story? That demons seem to overcome you with ease. Is this your story? That you are feeding from the dining table of darkness. Is this your story? That everybody seems to have given up on you. Is this your story? That anytime you try to smile, it's crying that comes out. Is this your story? All your efforts have been frustrated. Is this your story? You've prayed, done deliverance, done all kinds of things, but no way. Is this your story? That those who should help you are turning against you. Is this your story? When you are supposed to be on ladder, the rung of the ladder, number 10, you are in number 1. If that is so, listen to me really hard, because I got information from heaven for you today. If that is your story, beloved, you shall see Jesus today. In the name of Jesus. Then then your story shall change through the encounter with the Son of God. In the name of Jesus, then every bondage to death in the graveyard of life shall be broken today in the name of Jesus. Then every chain fabricated by witchcraft, fabricated by sorcery against you, shall be shattered today. And then you shall meet the master. 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 In the name of Jesus. Look at Mark chapter 5 again, verse 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. It had become past tense now. The story had changed. And they came to Jesus and saw him that was possessed with the devil, that had the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. I speak by the authority of heaven and by the decree in the word of God, that either the enemy likes it or not, a story shall change, 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 in the name of Jesus. And Jesus shall make you a testimony. He shall make you a wonder. He shall make you a marvel. And you who used to cry out from the torments of the devil shall now begin to cry out in the name of the Lord. And you shall be restored to your right mind. You shall be restored to your home again. It is true that Satan legion have forced you into the wilderness of the graveyard. It is true that house of wickedness and paths of witchcraft have pushed you into the graveyard of life. But it is also true that you are coming out. 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 In the name of Jesus. The master knows where you are and is coming your way. The master says you have cried enough. Listen carefully. That graveyard experience is the devil's plot to waste your life. But it is merely a comma, a pause. It is not the end. It is merely a comma in a sentence. It is not your full stop. You shall yet be for testimony. Then your past, having instantly become past tense, as that man would read that him that was possessed, then your God will now arise and make you a priest. But then, when the master comes away, don't refuse him. Like the man in our story, like the man in this story, he had a determination and a decision. He was applying your action in your decision, in spite of the graveyard intimidation that is surrounding us. You have to run to Jesus the way that man ran to Jesus. Today is that day when your story must change. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. There is no promise too hard for the Lord to fulfill. There is no prayer too hard for God to answer. There is no enemy too hard for God to dismantle. There is no mountain too hard for God to climb. There is no reproach too stubborn for God to remove. But there is a small mistake we all make. And that great mistake is this. The great mistake is to verbalize your doubt. When you verbalize your doubt, faith will jump out. Then that terrible thing that you said will come to pass. The Spirit of God came upon Elijah and he gave what you can call a mad prophecy. So mad that it's something like this. Is that all of a sudden there is no food in this Lagos. And one prophet came. I said, that's the Lord. By tomorrow, a bag of garri, there'll be 50 kobo. That's what he said. That's as mad as that. There was a man that had it. And he said, if God, if you will open the window of heaven, this cannot be so. That man made a mistake. He verbalized his doubts. And he got an evil prophecy. Okay, so with your eyes, you will see it. And you will not take part of it. Zechariah would have lost his miracle if not for the quick action of that angel who quickly made him dumb, unable to speak. Because when the angel came, I said, I am Gabriel that stands by the altar of God, and I've been sent to give you information. And behold, your wife Elizabeth shall conceive, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name John. Many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, shall turn the hearts of the fathers and the children. And the angel giving these powerful prophecies. Man looked at him and shook his head. Say, angel, if you have better information, better give it. Because my wife is old and I'm advanced in age. So it's not possible. And the angel said, look, I am Gabriel that stands by the throne of God. Because you do not believe my word, none shall be fulfilled in their season. You shall be dumb and unable to speak until the child comes. Why did the angel close his mouth? Because if Zechariah began to talk, the doubt was talking, there would be no miracle. A lot of us puncture our miracle by entertaining thoughts of failure, by meditating on the magnitude of the problem as described by whoever. We puncture our miracle. Then we give in to discouragement. When we begin to listen to the symptoms of the sickness, when we begin to try other solutions apart from God and prayers, we puncture our miracle. When we are entertaining the thoughts of giving up and committing suicide, we puncture our miracles by negative confessions, by verbalizing our doubts. Noah's generation perished. Why? They refused to believe. Peter sank because he doubted. Zechariah became dumb because he refused to believe. These disciples got so confused after the death of Jesus because they did not believe. That Israeli ruler in Samaria died because of unbelief. Those 10 spies that Moses sent, they died because of unbelief. God may delay, but God does not deny. There is a difference between unanswered prayer and ungranted prayers. It is interesting to note that as many people as are in the Bible and they verbalize their doubt, they got into trouble. When the 10 spies came back, say, we saw them, they are giants. They are grasshoppers. We can't fight them. God came and said, okay, since you have said you are grasshoppers, so shall you be. Bow down your heads now. Tell the Lord to forgive you. In areas where you have punctured your own miracle and verbalized your doubt and given the enemy a room to begin to move against your life, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you because your story must change. If they have called you a bad name before, that name must be changed now. If they have given you an evil description before, that evil description must be cancelled. If you have been oppressed before, your story must change to the one who oppresses the oppressor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Rise up on your feet now and listen to me very carefully. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have plenty of prayers to pray here this morning. Each prayer has an agenda. Each prayer has a purpose. Each prayer has thousands of breakthroughs attached to it. Each prayer will only be prayed for a short time. So meaning that you cannot afford to keep quiet. When I want you to sit down, I want you to sit down. Now it's time to stand. As we are going to start praying now, the first thing that will start happening immediately, that the angels of God will go right into the midst and begin to operate on people's eyes. Eyes that have been attacked by witchcraft powers and powers of darkness. Those angels will begin to operate in the chest area. Those that the enemy is blocking their breathing and their hearts. Some will begin to jump out from those areas. The same angels will begin to carry out operations on the stomach, operations in the womb, operations at the backbone. As the prayers are going on, the powers of paralysis shall be broken to pieces. And then a repair shall begin to take place. Get yourself ready. Say this after me. Oh God, and steer the winds to bring my restoration. Can you say that and let me hear it? Jesus, let him begin to steer the winds. Let him steer the wind in the name of Jesus. Maribosop Narabokosopondeke. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, that will promote me. In the name of Jesus. New patterns in my life that will promote me. That will pray this prayer, beloved. New patterns. Look, that the old patterns are broken away. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil wind blowing against me. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Something is happening there. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That's why the Lord is doing a surgical operation in the ear of somebody, and somebody's anear has just vanished completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that arrow of infirmity. Fired into every area of the body. It's been shaken out. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. You, that woman, that you are having this strange movement underneath your arm, and you have been smelling death. Right away, you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that strange creature under your skin. Broken to pieces. Aha. Yes. Shout this loud and clear. Affliction. Every word of God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Kill the afflictions. Kill the afflictions, kill the afflictions. Yes. Masoto kate kapo ya boshenta. Riba kapo na kasenta ya ma. Manaka rabo soponde ke ya boshenta raba. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. Someone has been passing uncontrollable urine. The power of God is coming upon you. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. The virtues collected from somebody in the dream is being returned back to you now. Yes, something is coming out of somebody over there. The thing is like a long rope being pulled out from the right leg. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here, it's like you are hearing sounds of gunshots in your ears. These are powers assigned to eliminate your life. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you too. The yoke of those killing powers is broken completely. In the name of Jesus. So, oh God, and let my glory be perfected by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let my glory be perfected by fire. In the name of Jesus. Masopokoya boshende rabakaraba. Ribakapanda sente yaba. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Something strange is happening down there. There are three personalities walking out of somebody. That's right. Someone is here. Doctors have cut off somewhere in your body. Right there where you are. You can feel the heat in that part of the body. And a new organ has been put back into position. harvest. Say this again loud and clear. Blood of Jesus! Stand between me and every strange altar. In the name of Jesus. Stand between me and any strange altar. So that the altar will not affect my life. In the name of Jesus. Masokaya Boshendera Basanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, secure my passion, secure my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Yes. Yes. Continue to speak it out. Continue to speak it out. Masukaya Boshendera Bakaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. To believe you are praying. We have very short time for all these prayers, but things are happening all over this place. Blood of Jesus, arise! Scatter every strange altar erected against my life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of fear in my life.
this one 3 times. Look at what is happening over there. One power that has been squeezing the womb of one woman together is releasing that womb now. Releasing the womb now. Releasing the womb now. That's right. Now if that person with terrible pain at your back of your head and the bone at the back of your head, shake it now. You find that the healing power of God has come upon that backbone. Thank you, Jesus. Something has just been taken out from somebody's body. You came here with it. But check it now. It has been taken away back to the senders. You pray this one 3 times. Blood of Jesus, separate me from the iniquities of other men. Meaning that you will not suffer for what somebody else has done. Separate me from the iniquities of other men. Blood of Jesus, separate me from the iniquities of other men. In the name of Jesus, separate me from the iniquities of other men, so that it will not affect my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray to them. Mashitaribuko soponte. Nariboko soponde keyabo shenteraba. Nariboko soponde keyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Open your mouth and pray. Separate me. Masekaya Boshentara Bakaraba Santa. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. One hand on the head, one hand on the chest, and speak loud and clear like this. Every hour of darkness in my body, hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. Make it louder than that, beloved. In the name of Jesus, clean the house today. Yes, 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 yes. Aha. Sopokota manna kamponte sepola bokoyaba boriboko sepende kayebo shenteyaba makaramo sepola be shenteriboko santo. Out to the mouth, to the nose, to the womb. Out, 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 out. Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. You may put your hand down now. Now check your body thoroughly. You know that the power of God has touched your body. You came here with something and it's no longer there. Don't allow the devil to put it back on you. Just find a way to the altar here, so you can pray with you to retain that miracle. Just find a way to the altar here, so that we can pray for you to retain that which the Lord has done in your life. Now you will say this louder than anyone here. Please don't joke with this prayer. Please pray it with anger. Struggle of witchcraft against me. If I were that sister from Cross River down there, I will shout it louder than anyone here. Struggle of witchcraft against me. In the name of
Jesus. Yes.
As someone who came to this service with a satanic migraine, I see the enemy wants to blow up your head. The 7 arrows fired into that head, they're being taken out one by one. There are some firstborns here this morning, which the enemy has been using as a footmat. But this morning, you have been delivered by the power of God. That person here that they say the baby in your womb is dead,
right away you are, the power of God is coming upon you,
and the resurrection power of God is coming upon that baby.
Yes, that's the power of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say this
loud and clear.
Every bad luck transferred into my life. Can you shout it loud and clear? Backfire! In the name of Jesus!
Command the bad luck to come out! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray. As a sister here, the strange woman from your husband has planted an infirmity in your body, and the infirmity is coming out now. Let's try it. Let's receive your healing from that cancer, from the kidney trouble, from the heart disease, from the diabetes, from the sleeplessness. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Say this with boiling anger. Every power opening the gates of my life to darkness. Jesus. Yes. 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 Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Something is taking place over there. Yes. The evil swelling inside the body, inside the breast, is being taken out. Check it now. That's right. The under the oppressor that has been introducing fire inside your body has been shaken out from your body now. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Healing arrows in my body. In the name of Jesus. Command the healing arrows of Judah. Wida, 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 wida. In Jesus' name we pray. Check your body again now, beloved. You came here with a particular condition and it has just vanished. Find a way to this altar very quickly. We can pray with you and put a seal on that testimony, a seal on that miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy has taken something away from one man over there. Right there, the Holy Ghost is returning what the enemy has stolen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Make sure nobody's voice overshadows your home. Ensure that if you notice that somebody's voice is going to overshadow your own, make it louder. It's a crab-like object moving out of the body of a sister over there. This is the object that has been pushing out your babies and causing miscarriages. The power of God is coming upon you there. Yes. This is the final time I want you to do that prayer. Oh yes, oh yes, receive the touch of the power of God, 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 receive the touch of the power, 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 receive the touch of the power. The story is changing. The story is changing. The story.
mind changing by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the decree of Amos. Oh God of us. And let my story change. Let my story change. Let my story change. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, name we pray.
Sit down. Sit down, please. You pray the following prayer while you are sitting. I'm going to ask you to stand up again very soon.
You will decree this loud and clear. Oh God of the Sardines! Arise, manifest your power in my life.
Spirit of living God, move.
Jesus' name we pray.
You will shout this too loud and clear.
Every good thing that the enemy has stolen from me, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
You will say this again with only anger. Shadows of darkness that has entered into my destiny.
Clear away in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, name we pray. Rise up on your feet, everybody. The glory of witchcraft from my place of birth, I turn you to shame. Can you say this with only anger? Are you afraid to say it?
Turn your glory to shame. Turn it to shame. Turn it to shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power
searching for my face in a satanic mirror.
Can you say this loud and clear? You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, I thank you for this, your children. Cover their miracles with the blood of Jesus. I declare that affliction will not arise in your life again. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have 7 more prayers to pray. And don't go until we have prayed those my story must change prayers. Say this again loud and clear.
Every power arresting my helpers.
name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Stretch forward your two hands like somebody wants to receive a really big heavy present.
My Father, visit me in a way that will surprise my friends and shock my enemies. In the name of Jesus, I ask for a divine visitation to the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The key to abundant prosperity. Come into my hands now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one too. In Jesus' name we pray. Any gate man standing at the gate of my breakthroughs, clear the way in the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. New month of December, you shall not be my cauldron. In the name of Jesus, declare that the month will not be your cauldron. In Jesus' name we pray. Every serpent and scorpion in this month, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Power to rise up with wings as eagles. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the seventh prayer that I want you to pray from your heart. Every owner of evil load this month, carry your load by fire in the name of Jesus. They must carry their load by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. As a seal to what the Lord has done here today, I want you to sing this song with violence. Sing it with power. I shall get to my promised land. I shall get to my promised land. No matter what the devil may say, I shall get to my promised land. I shall get to my promised land. I shall get to my promised land. No matter what the devil may say, I shall get to my promised land. Hallelujah! Power the devil may say, I shall get to my promise. Hallelujah! No matter what the devil may say, I shall get. I shall get to my promised land. To my promised land. No matter what the devil may say, I shall get to my promised land. Hallelujah. I shall. My promise, hallelujah.
shall what a man woman say. I shall get to my promised land.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.